Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Mitch, the grand final has been won, and it was an unbelievable game. I want to talk about that as well. That third quarter display from Melbourne is, I think it relates a little bit to the trade period, because if you do not have two or three, probably two stars and a third midfielder who can go into the centre bounce and turn a game, then you're in a bit of trouble. And that was highlighted on grand final day. So there's a number of clubs looking at the draft and who they're going to pick and who they can trade for. But these midfielders that are powerful, like Oliver and the Norm Smith medalist Petrarca, are absolutely worth their weight in gold. And if you don't have one, you are at a massive disadvantage. And I'm not sure you can win it if you don't have one. What did you make of the game and that performance from the Ds?
Oh, that 5 minutes at the end of the third quarter was sensational, Kane. And heard you and Damien Barrett on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday with Christian Petrarca, and how he almost had an out-of-body experience where he kicked that goal in the left forward pocket, the snap, the Peter Dacos-style goal, and then he went inside to win the next two clearances out of the centre for the Melbourne Footy Club, and he turned that game on a dime on his own. And I'm with you. I think clubs need to look at a trade period like this to go and target and find their Petrarca and Oliver. You know, we saw Melbourne a couple of years ago, and I know we'll delve into their list more throughout the morning, but they went and targeted Luke Jackson and Cozzy Pickett as needs in the draft a couple of seasons ago. They traded into that draft to go and find those players. And you spoke about Petrarca and Oliver in the midfield. It was Luke Jackson that actually got the ball going out of the ruck. And it was fascinating to hear Simon Goodwin saying that Max Gawn came from the ground with about 5 minutes to go in that third quarter. And they said, "Are you ready to go on, mate?" And he said, "No, I want to stay off the ground because Luke Jackson is hot right now. He's going." That's a kid in his second year, a NAB AFL Rising Star winner, who helped turn the game for his footy club. So I can't wait to see which clubs attack the draft. You know, the Essendon Footy Club last year, we sat here at the start of trade period last year, Kane, and looked at them and thought, well, how are they going to get better? Are they going to go and get Josh Dunkley? Are they going to give up two first rounders? No. They went to the draft and targeted Nick Cox, Zach Reid, Archie Perkins had a super season as well. So I think there are options out there for clubs, and we'll hear more about the draft throughout the next couple of weeks, but it is pretty strong.
Essendon won the trade period last year, no doubt about it. The walls were caving in on the Bombers when those three players left, but the way that they were able to turn three very good players, but players that had probably needed a fresh start, into three absolute future stars was a big win for them. Who's going to do an Essendon this year? Let us know your thoughts. Get involved. 0419 187 323. I was down there, as you said, at Joondalup, the resort where a lot of clubs, when they've flown to Perth, have been quarantining this year. And you're right. So we saw the names after the game that were spoken about, and those heroes from Melbourne that were lauded in Petrarca, and a lot of talk about Bailey Fritsch and his performance and kicking six goals. The two names that probably flew under the radar but didn't internally, and they were just, you know, Simon Goodwin off air, just spruiking Angus Brayshaw's game. I saw Mark Williams, and he just was lauding Angus Brayshaw's game for, you know, it wasn't the, I guess, the most silky display from Brayshaw, but the hard things he did, putting his body on the line, the way that he plays that wing position. So he was one, and Jackson with the other. And it ties into trade period, doesn't it, Mitch? Because how many times did you think about Brayshaw and mention Brayshaw as potential trade bait? Like, how many times we talk about Brayshaw?
Yep.
And he didn't go, and he's a premiership player, but not only that, he said yesterday he played his best ever AFL game in the grand final. So these sliding doors moments over the next 2 weeks, does a player go? Does he get traded? Does he stay? What happens? We'll speculate, but he stayed. And now he's a premiership player when perhaps a lot of people thought he was going to go.
Absolutely. I've been on that train for a number of years. Kane looked at the Fremantle deal a few years ago. I think he at least entertained it, looked at it. His girlfriend's obviously in Melbourne, so I think that stopped any move there for Angus Brayshaw. But he's now a premiership player. Some of those one-on-ones he won in that second half of the third quarter were extraordinary. Take us inside Joondalup yesterday. I was very jealous on the couch yesterday. What was it like, you know, seeing all those players? Because there's not many better moments than seeing players with premiership medallions draped around their neck enjoying the experience.
Yeah, I think from a media point of view, it's the highlight of my year. So I've been lucky enough to do it the last 2 years just through circumstances, coming from Adelaide, so into Queensland last year, and spent the Sunday morning on the show with the Richmond players, and the access that they give was phenomenal. And I think because clubs are so relaxed, they don't they don't vet the media access, and the players are a bit more unfiltered than what they would be usually, because it's just raw, it's emotional, they haven't slept much. But the Melbourne Footy Club, with the way that they gave us access to these players. So yesterday morning we had Goodwin, we had Petrarca, we had Oliver, we had Viney. Like just rolling through, and it was all, yep, no problem at all. So it was amazing. And I guess Jackson was the other one that I was going to get to. So the two players, and you've already highlighted it, his performance. But perhaps clubs now more willing to use a high draft pick on a ruckman, which they haven't. They just. Which they just haven't been able to do. So look, it's a copycat situation. It's a copycat league where, you know, everyone's trying to replicate the success of, you know, it was Geelong, then it was Hawthorn, then it was Richmond, and now it's probably going to be Melbourne. Does a club use one of their draft picks on a ruckman, because they've been very reluctant to do that, probably since, you know, way back when Collingwood drafted Brody Grundy? So these are all the things we're going to speculate and work our way through this morning. And just huge believer that premierships are won during trade week and at the draft table.